Blog Talk Radio.
NC Preps Radio, the pulse of North Carolina high school sports. NC Preps teams with rivals to bring you accurate player and team news across North Carolina. From results of previous weeks to the next big game, NC Preps Radio is your top destination for information. Now, here's your host.
Welcome to NC Preps Radio, September 20th, 2018. My name's Dina King, publisher of ncpreps.com. Member of the Rivals.com Yahoo Sports Network. Just wanted to thank all of our listeners that will be listening in today. Unfortunately, my co-host Dolphus Pearson III will not be on today. He has some things he's dealing with, like a lot of folks in the Carolinas, the aftermath of Hurricane Florence. Just want to take this time to say my thoughts and prayers are going out to everybody in the area that was affected by Hurricane Florence. She did millions and millions and millions of damage in the Carolinas and unfortunately took some precious lives as well. People right now are thinking high school football is years and years and years away from their mind right now. They're trying to keep their family safe, keep them fed, warm, dry. Some families have lost everything they've got. Schools have been damaged. Places that were safe havens were damaged by flooding and all these high winds that they had down in the area. And I just wanted to send my, like I said, my thoughts and prayers to everyone, all the coaches, players, families, and just people in general in that area that were affected. I'm thinking about y'all and praying that the good Lord above will provide and get you guys back on your feet. I know it's going to be a long process, but he will get you guys on back going again. And as I said, last week we didn't have a show because of Hurricane Florence, because she did affect the high school football schedule. We had games played early last week. We had games played on Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. And the majority of those games were in the western part of the state. There were a few games played in the eastern part, mainly around the Raleigh area. But other than that, there were not many games played in the eastern part of the state because of evacuations and, it wasn't even a thought to play these games in that type of situation. So being that we didn't have our show last week, we always do the VTO Sports Player of the Week, and it's brought to you by VTO Sports. VTO Sports is the leader in combine and camp space, and they provide a group of events that enable student athletes and their families the opportunity to fully develop and compete as they determine their path in their high school recruiting process. Week four, we didn't have the show, so I'm going to honor the week four winners. In Eastern North Carolina, it was running back A.J. Bullwire of Lee County High School in Sanford, North Carolina. Bullwire, a 5'10", 170-pound junior, ran 27 times for 170 yards with four touchdowns and a 34-20 win over Hope County. Western North Carolina representative was linebacker Jack Wilton of Sun Valley High School in Indian Trail, North Carolina. Wilton, a 6'2", 190-pound senior, recorded 18 total tackles, 13 solos, and a 38-21 win over Porter Ridge. for this week, this past week, week five, Eastern North Carolina representative was running back Trey Holloway from Heritage High School in Wake Forest, North Carolina. Holloway is 6 foot, 205 junior, ran 16 times for 175 yards with three touchdowns and a 57-13 win over Jordan. The Western North Carolina award winner was quarterback Casey Kelly of Mallard Creek High School in Charlotte. Kelly is 6'4", 220-pound quarterback, completed 11 of 16 passes for 255 yards with five touchdowns in the first half only and a 52-7 win over Harding. The last name Kelly, first guess, Jim Kelly. Yes, you are correct. Casey Kelly is Jim Kelly, the great Buffalo Bill quarterback's nephew. And his older brother, Chad Kelly, is a quarterback in the NFL as well. So congratulations to all four of those players on their honors for the week. We're going to jump in with our latest rankings, our top 10 polls for week six. Like I said, a lot of teams didn't play last week. Wasn't a lot of change, but there were some changes in the rankings. We're going to start with 1A right now. Number one stays the same, Tarboro, 4-0. Number two, Holmes, 4-0. Number three, Mount Airy, 5-0. Number four, Murphy, 3-1. Number five, Mitchell, 4-1. Number six, North Rowan, 3-1. Number seven, Mountain Island Charter, 3-1. Number eight, East Surrey, 4-1 after they dropped their first contest of the year. Number nine, Pamlico, 3-0. And number 10, North Stanley at 2-2. In the 2A ranks, High Brighton, number one at 5-0. Reidsville, 5-0 at number two. Number three, East Dublin, 3-1. Number four, Northeastern, 3-0. Number five, South Granville at 4-0. Number six, North Davison, 3-1. Number seven, East Rutherford, 5-0. Number eight, Southwest Onslow, 2-2. Number nine, Wallace Rose Hill at 2-2. And number 10, Clinton at 2-1. In the 3A, number one, Havelock, 4-0. Two, Charlotte Catholic at 3-1. Number three, Jacksonville at 3-0. Number four, Sun Valley at 4-0. Number five, Hunter Huss, 4-0. Number six, Weddington, 4-0. Number seven, Southern Nash, 4-0. Number eight, J.H. Rose, 3-1. Number nine, Crest, 3-1. Number 10, Alexandra Central, 4-0. It was a big game in 3A where Weddington defeated Crest. So Weddington moved up in our poll. Crest dropped a little in our poll. So it was a big game last week. In the 4A division, number one, Mallard Creek at 3-0. Number two, Huff at 4-0. Number three, Wake Forest at 4-0. Number four, Vance at 4-0. Number five, Richmond County at 3-1. Number six, Myers Park, 4-0. Seven, East Forsyth at 4-0. Butler at 8-2. Number nine, West Meck at 3-1. And rounding out the top 10 in 4A, number 10, Reagan, 4-1. So congratulations to all those teams in our latest rankings. Our final segment are the top games going on this week, and it's going to be brought to you by ScoreStream. ScoreStream is the best fan-driven high school sports app and platform. They aim to empower fans, schools, teams, and media companies with the tools to provide accurate and real-time sports coverage. I would advise you to download that app if you have a smartphone, and you can follow a lot of the scores when you're watching your own team play. comes in quite handy on Friday nights. So, with that said, top games for week six here, and I'm going to do this because I don't know the situations out east, which games are still on or which ones have been postponed or canceled. So I'm going to kind of keep it on the western side of the state, these top games. I know there's some games on paper in the east that are possible play, you know, on the schedule, but I don't know if they're playing, so I'm going to just stay in the west. The big game on Saturday, around approximately about 8 o'clock, 8:30 at UNC Charlotte Richardson Stadium. Vance Cougars 4-0, ranked number 4 in the NC Preps poll, will take on the Mallard Creek Mavericks 3-0, ranked number 1 in the 4A NC Preps state poll, nationally ranked. Both of these teams with a lot of talent, D1 players. It's going to be a great game at a great environment. You know, if anyone's never been to Richardson Stadium, it's a pretty nice place. It's new, and it's got turf, and it's a nice setting for a high school football game. So it's going to be a big game in Charlotte. But there's another big game in the area. It's not in Charlotte, but outside of Charlotte, right up 77 at Mooresville. North Mecklenburg Vikings at 5-0 will take on the undefeated Blue Devils of Mooresville 4-0. So that's another huge game in that area. Both of these teams are looking for a little respect, you know, maybe crack that top 10 with a big win. So we're going to go on down a little southeast of Charlotte to Union County. A big game in 3A. Weddington 4-0 coming off that impressive win against the Crest Chargers last week. We'll travel to Indian Trail to take on the Sun Valley Spartans 4-0. But these teams undefeated, county rivals. Number 6 Weddington versus number 4 Sun Valley in 3A. Sun Valley has Sam Howell, one of the top quarterbacks in the country, verbally committed to Florida State, having an outstanding season so far for the Spartans. Just if you're in the Monroe, Union County area, that's a game to check out because Weddington has had a long, even though it's not been a school that long, they've always had a good football program and had some big wins. They've played in several title games. And when you get county rivals playing, it makes it even better. So now we're going to head way west and to the upper elements of North Carolina, actually in Burnsville, North Carolina. Hendersonville Bearcats 4-1 will go up to Mountain Heritage, also 3-1, and a big 2A battle in the mountains. Burnsville in the shadow of Mount Mitchell, so a good ball game. Coach Joey Robinson and his team face a typically speedy type of Hendersonville, usually loaded with good athletes and everything by Coach Soulsby. Big game. I believe that's a conference battle. So it's conference season starting early for several teams this week. So this is a big one in the 2A ranks. Another big game in Western North Carolina, Smoky Mountain Conference. The conference that basically owns 1A football with, I can say, I don't know the exact number, but I would say it's close to 25 to 30 1A titles over the years. two of the best ones, Murphy, 3-1, will travel to Robbinsville, 3-1, play at Big Oak Stadium. These teams, they don't like each other during the year. But they'll pull for each other when playoffs come. The Smoky Mountain Brotherhood. Should be an awesome game. Murphy looking like they can make another big run at another title for Coach David Gentry. And then Robbinsville, they always play Murphy tough. And they have their own little championship history up there in Robbinsville. So a big game up in the Smoky Mountain, possibly maybe a conference championship on the line there. And then we'll head to the Piedmont, Randolph County battle, two undefeated teams looking for respect, Randleman at 4-0, at Wheatmore 5-0. So you're in Randolph County. I believe that's the place to be. So lots of games going on, especially in the western part. We'll see how the other part of the state, the eastern part, how it goes there regarding the situation with the weather and everything. But I know this show's been kind of short, and Dolphus not here to say his insights on the games, but we're just going to see how it goes, and we'll be back next week. And I just want to apologize for not being on last week, but I think most people will understand. So if you want to find out the latest news and information, visit my website at ncpreps.com. Join the message board. There's a lot of folks on the message boards all week. They like to talk about their favorite team, the matchups of the week, and then they just want to talk in general about stuff. I'll just put it like that. Just join the fun. It's all for fun. This is Dina King from NC Preps, and thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you in next week. And, folks, please be safe out there traveling around, whether it's to the store, school, to the ball game, to the doctor. Please be careful. This is Dina King signing off. Thank you. Bye-bye.